So the question is here is essentially like, when you're doing a risk-adjusted rate of return analysis, what's the comparable investment that you're comparing it to? And yes, so for example, you think like a debt investment might have a lower expected rate of return than an equity investment, but you can't just say like, oh, this is a debt investment. You have to say this is a debt investment in a particularly risky venture. So I had a loan transaction once where the comp study that we did essentially said if we were eligible for a bank loan, it would be at like 12 to 15%, but we can't even get a bank loan. And so that made our 10% interest rate look reasonable. Actually, I think it was a 7% interest rate or whatever. So you have to say like for a comparably risky activity. And sometimes the answer is there is no market for financing that type of activity, which is information in and of itself. Yeah. Okay.
Good question.
Yes, very good question. All right. So the IRS has also sort of said, I'll go through this pretty quickly. The IRS has also said in the notice that's quoted here that for a private foundation, it's also okay for them to do like a mission-related investing that isn't, that doesn't qualify as a program-related investment. So the IRS is trying to provide some flexibility, similar to what UPMIFA does at the state level, to say you can take account, you can take into account mission when investing without running afoul of the Jeopardy investment rules, which again, the IRS does not go out trying to actively enforce. All right, two more.
Go ahead. Yeah, she just has a question. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
And that's only for private?
So that notice is only relevant directly to private foundations because they're the only ones that are subject to that Section 4944 regime. But it does indicate for public charities that the IRS is aware that there's mission-related investing going on. The IRS doesn't have any jurisdiction to enforce prudent investment rules on public charities. There is no statute that lets them do that. That's only done at the state level. But I think of this notice being relevant to public charities because it sort of says the IRS is aware that this is going on. So it's just sort of in the ether, but it's only directly applicable to private foundations, if that makes sense.
Helpful.
All right, two last tax ideas. I'm actually going to jump to private benefit first. Once you've kind of gotten through the hoops and understanding everything we've talked about, the things that are actually relevant to each transaction are private benefit, and then I think as a secondary matter, UBTI. So any, if you think about it, if we're taking charitable dollars and we are investing them in some sort of below market when you on risk-adjusted rate of return, right? Like there could still be really good returns there, but we're doing something primarily for charitable purposes, or at least partly for charitable purposes, we may be willing to accept a lower rate of return than we would otherwise because we want to see this business that we're investing in succeed because that will achieve our mission, right? So we're often providing some sort of economic benefit to a private company when we make impact investments. We might be giving them a loan when they couldn't otherwise get a loan. We might be doing some sort of, you know, low-cost equity, some arrangement that in some way gives them an economic benefit. And the IRS has said, okay, that's private benefit, right? So that can be okay, but we have to make sure that the public benefit, the charitable purpose that we are accomplishing with this investment outweighs the private benefit. And so you can just kind of like wave your hands and say, well, of course, you know, if you're doing climate change investing, I'm literally saving the world with this investment. So obviously the public benefit outweighs the private benefit. But, you know, if you were audited, I don't think that kind of hand waving would stand up, right? So, you know, one way to go about this is to say, well, what is the private benefit that we're providing? And if the investment is fully on fair market value terms that you would expect in any like private equity investment, there probably isn't a private benefit that's quantifiable. But if you're doing something like concessionary financing, concessionary equity, or a startup grant to get some new business going without having to pay you back at all, you can quantify the economic benefit that your investment is providing to a private person. So you kind of document, all right, I'm giving them a $500,000 startup loan to get this business going. Am I getting $500,000 of public benefit out of that grant? it is sort of unknown in advance, right? Like, I don't know that I'm actually going to get that. But what I like to see is for the folks with authority over impact investing to say, like, up front, I quantify that private benefit at $500,000. And yes, you know, this organization has determined that the public benefit is expected to dramatically outweigh that. You're not going to necessarily have an apples to apples, number to number comparison when you do this, but it's good to document that you're aware of the amount of private benefit and in your institution's judgment, the public benefit is expected to outweigh that private benefit. I don't mean to put you on the spot. I don't know how this actually works in practice. All I know is
Lisa just left the room, so we should maybe wait till she comes back.
That sounds good. All right. So that sounds good. So that's hard to do. It's not always perfect, but you know, to the question we had earlier, I think it's always better to say I'm aware of what the factors that are relevant in the legal framework are, and I'm trying to comply with them, and that gives you a track record if you ever have to have a conversation with a regulator.
All right. Absolutely. And you have memorandums, right? Just like yes. Normal investments, you have kind of memorandums that set forth the different pieces of this. And so you just make a point of addressing these memorandums in your process.
Yep. All right.